عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد. الله 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 لا إله إلا هو. الله 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 لا إله إلا هو. آمی نبی بی کے گلشن میں آئی ہے تازہ بہار. آمی نبی بی کے گلشن میں آئی ہے تازہ بہار. پڑھتے ہیں صلی اللہ وسلم پڑھتے ہیں صلی اللہ وسلم آج درو دیوان نبی جی. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا ہو. پڑھیے اللہ 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 لا الہ الا ہو. بارہ ربیع الاول کو وہ آیا رسول کریم. بارہ ربیع الاول کو وہ آیا رسول کریم. ماہ نبوت مہر رسالت ماہ نبوت مہر رسالت صاحب خلق عظیم نبی جی. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا ہو. اللہ 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 لا الہ. جبریل آئے جلا جلانے لوری دے زیشان. جبریل آئے جلا جلانے لوری دے زیشان. سوجا رحمت عالم سوجا رحمت عالم دو جگ کے سلطان نبی جی. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا ہو. اللہ 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 لا الہ الا ہو. حمید و محمود اور محمد دو جگ کا سردار، حمید و محمود اور محمد دو جگ کا سردار، جان سے پیارا راج دولارا رحمت کے سرکار، نبی جی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا ہو اللہ 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 لا الہ الا ہو.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا، من یهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن یضلله فلا هادی له، ونشهد ان لا اله الا اللہ وحده لا شریک له، ونشهد ان سیدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. لقد جاءکم رسول من انفسکم عزیز علیہ ما عنتم حریص علیکم بالمؤمنین رؤوف رحیم. فإن تولوا فقل حسبی اللہ لا الہ الا ہو علیہ توکل وهو رب العرش العظیم. وقال سبحانہ وتعالی ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وذريته أجمعين. Today انسان in everything we do we look for the easiest way. Sometimes we hear people say, don't work hard, but work smart. Whatever contents people say, if it's a good, alhamdulillah. If it's on the strength of oppressing others, then it's not the right thing to do. Cheating, robbing, lying, fraud, lies, shrewdness, then that is not the way of the Ummati of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Qiyamah coming nearer, we also, human being, gets more and more weaker. Things get smaller. You can see the weather. Before you could have, say right, it's a winter now, then it will be summer after a few months, then autumn and whatever. But now there is no fixed month for any weather. You get four weathers, sometimes five weathers in the day. Insan also same, what insan could do, what insan could carry, now can't carry that much. What insan could do before. So everything we look for the easy. Sometimes person 70, 80 years old carries 20 kilo bag, rice or sugar or whatever. And the person surprised, but this person is carrying strong. But a 20-year-old supposed to be carrying 50 kilo, but he can't even carry 10 kilo with ease. Paper, rainbow made. What we eat, that's what we are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this dunya to prepare for akhirat. Nabi Kareem said, there are some of mercy on us, we can't speak enough, we can't forget. He knew what will be the time we will be living in, what we'll be going through. There will be so much temptations around us. It will be not so easy to practice on the deen and work towards the akhirat. So Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, never mind, my Sahaba, they had to practice 100% deen to get there where Allah wants them. But later part of my ummah, weak like us, say even 10% we practice, inshallah we'll be rewarded as the same if we practice 100%. So everything we look for the easiest, shortcut. Person goes, say, gets sick by Maulana. Maulana say, okay, you wake up early morning, read this. Then when you, after breakfast, you must read this. Then before you sleep, you must read this. The person looks at this reading, that reading, this reading, that reading. Maulana, there is any short. It's just a few page reading. No, we are weak. It's not that problem is the reading. A few page person don't have time to read. 5 pages of Allah's Kalam, we feel we can't read, or we feel hard to read. But the 50 pages of all the trash, that we read comfortably. Every night before we sleep, that is the last school. And Ayatul Kursi. Most of us, we know what we go through. Allah Ta'ala is so kind and so merciful. A Sahabi came to Nabi of Allah, O Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I have allocated my time for dua. So in that time of dua, I want to include Durood Sharif. How much salutation upon you? Because Sahaba Kiram heard from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that Durood Sharif, salutation upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, As-salatu ala Nabi, it has a great benefit and a value. And du'as, sometimes our du'as rejected, but if the Durood Sharif is joined with it, du'as must get accepted. So he said, how much Durood Sharif I must join? He said, as much you want. He said, okay, 1/4 of the time of my du'a. I said, no problem, but if you make it more, better. He said, half. I said, no problem, if you make it even more better. He said, 2/3. He said, alhamdulillah, very good. If I make it more better. Then he said, my whole time which I have allocated for dua, I will only recite Durood Sharif upon you. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, then it will be suffice for all your needs. Allah Ta'ala will not only reward you for your reward, for once person say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 100 rewards from Allah Ta'ala written, 100 status high in Jannah, 100 sins are forgiven. This is one of the hundreds of rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know our weakness. We ourselves, we know what we can do, how much we do, how much ability we have. At least hold firm to this ibadat. That every day, 300, 400, 500 times Durood Sharif we're going to read, inshallah. And nothing impossible. Our children of our madrasa in 1 month there, 200 of them read over 3 million Durood Sharif. One child alone, 10-year-old, read 100,000 Durood Sharif in 2 weeks. So this is our children. If they can do, why we can't do? And it's so much benefit to us. No benefit to anybody. It's going to remove the difficulties, problems away from us. Benefit for this dunya, benefit for akhirat. One person took his father for Hajj. On the way back, father passed away. and he can see his father's face turning black. Now this is sometime Allah don't show us, but is a reality. Sometime Allah Ta'ala makes it happen. Generally this is happens to the Shias, that for them now sign of acceptness is a person's body must turn black because of the Allah's curse, because they curse Sahaba, Allah's Nabi Sahasam's friends. This is a part of the deen. So that's why their body turned like that. For some reason, this person's face turned black. And now son is worried. What's he going to do? As everybody can see, they're going to go home. What they're going to say? How his father died? He started crying, making dua to Allah. While he's making dua, he slept away. See, Allah's Nabi Sahasam in a dream. I say, you're looking very worried. He says, yes, oh Allah's Nabi Sahasam, this is what happened. We came to your Mubarak city, now we're going back. Look at what happened to my father. Allah's Nabi Sahasam Mubarak, his hand put over his father's face. I said, don't worry. So he said, oh Nabi of Allah, what happened? But he said, no, because of his sinning so much. This was a decision from Allah for him. But on the other hand, he used to read lots of Durood Sharif upon me, so Allah Ta'ala sent me to help him. There were two brothers. Father was blessed with lots of wealth. Father passed away. Now these two brothers, they're sorting out the wealth. So everything, they said, okay, this is mine, this is yours, half, 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 half. One of the great asset, most valuable commodity father left, it was a Mubarak hair of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Urdu we say Baal Mubarak. It carries on from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's time. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he had his hair Mubarak shaved, person who was shaving his head says, my hair distributed to the Sahaba. The ummah to come, people, my followers will come in the future. They will also have love for me. At least they will get this blessing from me. Beside the Zamzam, Zamzam is a Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Mubarak mouth blessing. Baal Mubarak is also a blessing from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is miracle lives. And one of the signs of Baal Mubarak to be true, that is grows. Because Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his qabr in the Madina Munawwara, is connected. When until we are alive, our hair will carry on growing. When we dead, hair stop growing. That is one of the proof that Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is alive in his qabr. That wherever Baal Mubarak of his throughout the world till today, the hair still grows. There was three hair. So this, they said, okay, one you take, one I take. Then one now. So the big brother said, okay, we'll cut into half. You take half, I cut half. So the young brother, his small brother, he said, no. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Mubarak, hey, cut, can't do that. Either you take or I take. He said, no, I can't let you have full. Allah Ta'ala gives our relatives, all the brothers, people throughout the world, people of Iman, love and muhabbat. That sometimes the love and muhabbat is there in the family, but because of wealth, the family is shattered. Just for the wealth. Father was alive, grandfather was alive, everybody come house, everybody eat, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Eid, not mayyat, everything. Once a big person gone, now the wealth distribution, just few rands, shatter the whole family. So in this case, what we tell the people, two, three must sacrifice, and whoever is greedy for it, give it to him. Give it to him, let him have it, but save the family muhabbat. Otherwise that one bad element will destroy the whole family. That muhabbat for years the grandparents build up, it will get destroyed. No? So few people sacrifice it, take whatever you want. This young brother said, no, I don't want that to happen. Let's do a deal. Because he knew the value of Mubarak, the hair of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, you take all the wealth, just give me that three hair only. You must have a courage to do that. To sacrifice wealth today for a few thousand rand. People don't talk to brothers, sisters for months and years. And God, and end of the year, end of the few years, who eats, third party eats, both get nothing. What you got? Problem, hatred, ghibat, backbiting. This brother said, okay, you happy with the wealth? You take the wealth, this, how long the wealth will last? Lots of wealth he took, but after a few years, it's got finished. Now he's on the road. The person in the habit of eating always without making any effort. Now time come to make effort, then very, very hard to work. So bones get lazy. Don't want to work now. So many years sitting, eating. So now he's crying. Now he realized that he made a mistake in life. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam come in his dream. He said, look at your condition, your negligence about my hair, Mubarak hair, is this what has brought to you? That brother, young one, although he had nothing, but Allah Ta'ala, because of that, what he used to do, he used to wash it, and used to drink that water, and used to make dua through the wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala gave barakat. That he became successful in this world and he became successful in the akhirah. So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name, Allah Ta'ala speaks about him in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam about our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about his Mubarak hair, about his Mubarak face, about his Mubarak hands, about his akhlaq, about his character. Not one, so many places in the Quran al-Kareem Allah Ta'ala speaks about our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam respected so much by Allah Ta'ala, then why the Ummati will not show respect? And the easiest for the people like us, as Mad Durush upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we recite, who's a miser? Al-Bakhilu man zukiratu indu falam yusalli alayhi. Miser is not the person who don't give somebody a few sen or few ren. Miser in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala and the bakhil and the stingy person is that person that in front of him someone recite the name of Muhammad and he don't say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As many times we can. This is the easiest way. It doesn't mean now don't do other ibadats. Do, but we know that even whatever ibadat we do, we know the quality of our ibadat, very weak. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overlook all our weakness. One person is a pilot and he used to fly 300-400 passengers, big jumbos. But his habit was always that recite Durood Sharif. Continue. But you know that game, that field is a worse job. Lots of time we talk to lots of people in the different fields. Outwardly, top paid. But is a worse job. Because you don't know where's your house. Where is your meal? What kind meal? Where you going to be next day? Next after 4-5 months, sometime after 1 month, you see the family. Suddenly you're gone. No family life. How many pilots? Most of the pilots they divorce because they can't be at home. So family, no family life. But on the other hand, there are so many people who are pious while they in that field. So this person was a pilot, but very pious. He always did, every time he gets chance, go for Umrah, go for Hajj. So once in one of his Umrah trip in Medina Munawwara, he sees a dream that he can see far a beautiful garden like Jannat. He wants to get there. But then on the way is a very big river. But that river is full of muck. Only filth and muck inside. How are we going to cross and go there? He want to go there. There is a Jannat that side, on the other side. But he can't cross this river. Somehow, with all the muck of the river, everything crossed and went other side. When he went on the other side, he looked back. Now he sees the same river turned completely different. Pure, pure white water. Clear crystal water. Today people pay thousands and thousands of rands to go somewhere. You can see the water is clean. You can even see the fish. Here the person now, just now he saw the whole river was full of muck. Now he sees it's clean. What is this? He eyes open. Then he asked for interpretation to a great alim. So he asked him, what you do? What's your daily routines of readings? He said, this is what he do. He said, Allah Ta'ala showed you in your life that river of muck was all your sins of your life. Obviously, because in that field now, it's very hard to survive. You're doing ibadahs. It's very easy to do ibadahs, namaz, all the good deeds to do very, very easy. But to keep yourself away from the sins, not so easy. Sometimes you do 10 rakahs, 20 rakahs namaz, you go outside and your eyes falls on something or somebody you're not supposed to look, everything gets washed. You can see the whole, your heart condition change. Allah Ta'ala made it such that our iman condition, before we make wuzu, he say, if Allah Ta'ala have to show us what is the condition of our heart, before we make wuzu is different condition, after we make wuzu we see different condition. Wuzu is cleanness, getting ready to come in the court of Allah. Wuzu is a separation from the creation. Namaz connected to the creator. Disconnect from the creation, wuzu. Salah after wuzu, connect yourself with the creator. That is a reality. Say, your life, so many sins in life. But because you were reading lots of Durood Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made those Durood Sharif be the means of washing all that muck and became a crystal clear water. Now you get Jannah there for you. So this is not just a dream, but a reality. Shaitan cannot take the form of, they can take form of anybody. Shaitan can take form of our parents, our friend. Any form shaitan can take. Allah Ta'ala gave him that power. But one form shaitan can never ever take is a form of beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if somebody saw a beautiful figure, handsome figure in a dream, and that his heart is convinced, confidence that this was my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will be him. Then you don't look at that me, person like me, how I going to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe shaitan. No. Now the shaitan is playing, turning you away from your beloved Nabi. Your beloved Nabi came in your dream and you saw him. Now shaitan wants you to lose that courage. Now it must build your courage. That I saw my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Now I must read more Durood Sharif. Now I must make more ibadat, more namaz. I must listen to him more, be more obedient to him. So the person, the more we recite Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more we get close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, the person who recites Durood the most upon me, he'll be most close to me on the day of Qiyamah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dunya made lots of sacrifice for us. He used to cry hours and hours for us, for the ummah. Then Allah Ta'ala saying revelation, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرَضَى. O my Nabi, I will give you something, you'll be happy. Every Nabi was given one dua. That one dua you use for yourself or for your people. You use to bring mercy to the people or destroy people. Every Nabi used their dua for this world. But our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, although he needed the dua the most to use in this world, he saved it for akhirat. And he will not use for himself, he'll use for us. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll make sajda. People, Adam Alayhi Salaam was salam, right till and Isa Alayhi Salaam was salam, billions and trillions waiting to go Jannat. But until Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not open, nobody can get. But where is he? Everybody looking for him. He's in a sajda. Allah Ta'ala say, O Muhammad, O my Nabi, lift your Mubarak head. Today the whole ummah, billions and billions, anbiya, awliya, all waiting. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that one dua of mine get accepted, then I will lift my head. What is that dua? You said one dua you gave every Nabi used, you gave them whatever they asked. I never asked in dunya, I'm going to ask today. He said, oh Muhammad, which wish of yours not fulfilled, so today I'm going to reject you. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, Ummati, Ummati, oh Allah, my Ummat. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba Ikram, oh Sahaba, listen. Listen carefully. Allah Ta'ala gave me authority and permission to intercede on behalf of my ummah. Not for you. Not for the pious people and the awliya and the sulaha. Through their own deeds, they go Jannah. They don't need my intercession. By my intercession is for those who are the weakest of my ummah. Who the most sinners, who have no hope of survival. My intercession will work for them. What a Nabi Allah Ta'ala gave. We have full confidence that inshallah through our effort and ibadats, we try our best. But through our effort, we will never be able to reach and we cannot reach. And we can't make it even if we try. But we have a great, great consolence that my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be with us. And then what's another lesson we also learn? That the weakest person and the most sinner person don't look down upon him. Allah never made any human being a judge. Like that sustenance, Allah never gave a control of sustenance to any human being. If Allah Ta'ala gave the control of sustenance to any human being in this world, think of the world will be starving to death. Because few want to control the world and they will make sure nobody must eat. We'll eat everything. Today, brother not happy, other brother eating nicely. So where kafir, where the non-believer will be happy. But Allah Ta'ala says, Rosie is my hand. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Every creature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains. Allah ta'ala gives rozi. Allah ta'ala gives sustenance. Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala will never make us starve as a whole ummat. Punishment will not come on us as a whole ummat. Problems, little problem come to put us back on the track. But as a whole ummat will not suffer. There are lots of negatives happening on one side, but on the other side, lots of goods are also happening. People are coming away from deen. On the other hand, so many coming towards the deen. So many getting more and more stronger and getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like just about Durood Sharif. Where you ever hear a thought, a 10-year-old child will read, 100,000 Durood Sharif in 2 weeks' time. So you can see the people, those Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq, moving further and further. All of us moving towards Jannat. We have a yaqeen that whatever way we can, inshallah, we will move towards Jannat. And we continue moving towards Jannat. Durood Sharif is a great ibadat, great lesson. And lesson for today is increase durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is no nation who has that much love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who takes the name of their Nabi with such a great respect and such a muhabbat and a love, how the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam takes. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala's protection, special protection was for him. Allah Ta'ala protected him from the people, from the enemies. Once Abu Jahl decided to finish Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he went with his full force and might towards Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to finish him up. As he's approaching Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the people, other, it's called henchmen, all his chamchas were behind. They were pushing him, go, 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 because they were getting cuts. And he was going angry, and he was confident that today nobody with him. He found the right time, nobody with him, so he's alone. No supporters, no sahaba with him. As he's nearing approach to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, suddenly he pulls back, and he wants to run back. So tell him, what happened? Now they started screaming. So they want him to go back again. He says, no. You'll never see what I saw. I saw that a big camel opened his jaw, big mouth, and he was coming for me to eat me up. If I never run, would have taken my skull out. And the camel, every animal got a certain quality. Camel is a famous for harbor hatred. If you got a hatred for somebody, will never leave. After 10 years, we'll see the person will not leave until take the skull out, finish. The teeth, you can see the big teeth it has. I go make qurbani of the camel in Medina, we saw it. So he said, he came for me. Meantime, there was no camel. So they're saying, what's you joking? We never see no camel. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the angels in the form of the camel so he could see, run away. Once Abu Jahl, he plotted, because he tried to kill him direct, face to face never worked. So he pretended. He used different strategy, different tactic. He knew that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, although I am after his blood, he knew I am his enemy. But if he come to know that I am sick, he'll come to visit me. So he plotted. He told his people to dig a big hole, very, very deep, that if somebody goes in, no way can come out. And he put his bed on the other side of the hole. And on the hole, he put grass like a trap. When the people want to catch the elephant in the jungle, they dig a hole and put the trap like grass, that he run and fall inside. So that was his idea. And he sent the message that Abu Jahl is sick. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam going to come, and he came. Just one step before he gets to the hole, Allah Ta'ala sent the angel to pull him back, pull Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam back. Meantime, Abu Jahl was very sure that he going to fall in. When he saw getting pulled back, he couldn't resist. He jumped towards Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to grab him and pull him. What happened? Leave alone. He's grabbing, he fell inside. Now he knew that he dug a hole and he made sure such a deep that nobody can come out. He himself now fall, who want to take him out? And nobody could take him out. All his people run away, they can't do anything. But he has so confidence, he was on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never mind, I did for him. But still, if I ask him for help, he still come for help. And that's what exactly happened. He told the people that call him, saying, please, sorry what I did, come help me, take me out. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mubarak hand, same time of the 10,000 miracle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his Mubarak hand went deep and pulled him out from there. Hand is normal hand size, but it became so long that pulled him out from. So even the non-believers, the worst enemy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they were confidence on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how much mercy has for the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us in this dunya. Allah Ta'ala will have mercy on akhirat. Don't forget the people who passed away. Lots of people left this dunya. They are lucky people who left dunya and gone. Not bad people. Allah Ta'ala selected them, picked them up. They went to Jannat early. We still waiting to go. Allah Ta'ala must keep all of us with Iman. That we also stay with Iman, although we ask Allah Ta'ala for good health. But if somebody is sick, doesn't mean now you must hate the person. Today, any sickness, anybody say, I'm sick. Oh, you haven't got virus. Every sickness of the whole world came only in one. You know, with a capsule, one small capsule. Everything, all the formula, one. So anything. So I haven't got a virus. Allahu Akbar. So much importance of it that just now we're going to forget everything else. Allah Ta'ala save us. So Durood Sharif, make a habit at least 100 to 300 every day. If you read 500 Durood Sharif, alhamdulillah, very good. We mentioned this before also, once more time again. The person who will make a habit of reciting 500 Durood Sharif every day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him see his house in Jannah. Allah prepared for him. He will see in this world before he died. How long it takes? Doesn't take long. So we ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, family, everybody, make a habit, teach them also to read those upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everybody worry about the health. Durood Sharif, inshallah, will give you good health also. There was a person by the name of Rukana. Rukana, he was a person, he was the strongest in the whole Arab. Wrestler. Nobody could beat him. So one day he came by Nabi of Allah. What you hear, you got to say, everybody praises me, everybody put me on the head. What you got to say about me? I am so and so, so and so, so and so. Now say, look how many followers I got. My profile. You know how we say today? Look how many people are following. Meantime, three quarters swearing. So we get very happy. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, why you don't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Be thankful to Allah, Allah gave you power. Say, so what proof you have that what you're talking is truth? He wanted, he knew what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to get it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam want him to become a Muslim. So he said, what proof you have that Islam is true? He said, the proof I can show you, we can have a fair fight, I will drop you down. Now he says, you know, he says, Maulana, what you know about what's happening? Not lots of people say, Maulana, you must know about the shops and the business and what's happening in the siyasa, you know, politics. What you got to do with all that? You can do your masjid, your Quran. Allah, he thought Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is same. He said, what you talking? He's joking. Allah said, no, serious. Come. So he was just taking like a joke. He said, okay, let's start. First round, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dropping down. Now he rubbing his eyes. No, I wasn't ready. He said, okay, get ready and come. So okay. Second time, Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dropped him again. Now he says, no. I never realized that you are so strong. Let me prepare myself. You know, today I take this formula, that formula, then I'll come. So he, whatever he could do that time, he did it. He came again. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, dropped it down third time. And he says, nobody in those few years dropped him down. And how Allah, Nabi Sallam, dropped him? I said, this is the proof that I am a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. He accepted Islam. He passed away. Now his son had it in for him, Nabi, because you dropped my father down. That record he was holding for so many years, you broke his record. You know, Guinness Book of Record, we say. You broke my record, I will show you. So he said, my father's revenge, I'll take. So he was above him. He came to Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That, O Nabi of Allah, O Muhammad, I got 300 goats by me. You drop my father, and if you drop me down, I'll give you 100 goats. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, okay, come. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam dropped him down. 100 goats. Again, now he says, I wasn't ready, normal. Again, second time, second 100 gone. Third time, again, third one gone. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what is now? He says, now I accept you are Allah's Nabi. Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'm happy you became Muslim. All these goats, must take it back. There was another person. He was also a very, very, very strong. Such a strong, Abul Aswad his name was. Such a strong person he was, that he used to sit on a camel skin. Now, camel skin is thick, dry. And he used to tell the 10 strongest people of the time to pull. 10 people pulling him, that the skin will tear, but they can't move him. Such a strong person. Physic, health you're talking about. So he came by Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I know the history, what you did to those two. You can't do that to me. So Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, okay, come. Allah Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam bowled him down also. So again, 2-3 times, as the people of the past, Allah Ta'ala gave Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam a power. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a power of 40 men of Jannat. And 40 men of Jannah is a power of 4,000 men of this world. That much power, physical power, Allah Ta'ala gave to our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Leave the power of spirituality. So while we building ourselves, today even the child, 2 years, 3 years old, open the sleeve, see muscle. You laugh, what the baby bichara? What he knows, doesn't even know. Somebody asks, where is the muscle? He won't know. But because he's hearing now, everybody is talking. That was. So inshallah, nothing wrong having a muscle. Alhamdulillah, a stronger mu'min is better than a weak mu'min. You are mu'min, you believer, you be strong. Nothing wrong, better than to be a weak. Because when the time comes that the enemy needed to be sorted out, then the strong ones will be in the front. How many people will see no namaz? They will never be in the masjid once in 3 months. But when the time comes that the people of iman are in danger, they are the first one in the front. I said, no, I know I can't do anything. At least I save respect of my people of iman. And those are the ones you envy them, that maybe their iman is more stronger than us, although we're reading all the namazes. Allah Ta'ala accept our coming in the house of Allah. Feel in our heart good that Allah brought us in Allah's house. Is it not? We never come our own. Allah brought us. Allah loves us. That's why Allah brought us here. And make dua to Allah. Allah bring us more and more often. We become the masjid wala. We must have a love for Allah's house, love for Quran. So much that we continue coming as many times. Not be always sitting in a masjid, but as many times. Abu Hassan, by Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. spend most of his time in a masjid, Allah gave him masjid maut. People spend time in a sajda maut, Allah gave them sajda maut. So Allah make it such, make us also among those who spend more time in the good cause, whichever good cause it is, and our maut comes away. If the person working, for example, going to work, not only a masjid you die is a good maut. Even you go to work and you die, still can be a good maut. Your intention is that, oh Allah, you gave me responsibility to earn halal and support my family with the halal. So I'm going for that. I read my salah, I read my du'as. While you're going to work, something happened, accident, you die, it's a shaheed. Not in the masjid, but still, because your intention to fulfill Allah Ta'ala's command. So, Durus Sharif pulo, inshallah, thoda zikr karenge. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم لا معبود إلا الله لا مقصود إلا الله لا مسجود إلا الله لا مشهود إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. The one who recited La ilaha illallah 100 times, every day Allah will make the person's face shine like a 14 moon on the day of Qiyamah. It means Allah will give respect, Allah Ta'ala will give a jannat 100 times a day at least, make a habit, La ilaha illallah. After every namaz, 20 times becomes 100 end of the day. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم لا خالق إلا الله لا مالك إلا الله لا رزاق إلا الله لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الإنس والجان لا هادي إلا الله لا إله 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 إن 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إلا الله ولا كافي إلا الله ولا غفار الذنوب إلا الله ولا ستار العيوب إلا الله لا إله إلا الله إلا الله إن الله إلا الله إن 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 الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. هردم الله الله كر هردم الله الله كر نور سأبنا سينا بر جئے تو اس کا ہو کر جی جئے تو اس کا ہو کر جی مرے تو اس کا ہو کر مر ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. صبح بي الله شام بي الله صبح بي الله شام بي الله چلتے پھرتے ہر دم الله 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 الله
الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملت على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على قوم الكافرين فانصرنا على قوم الظالمين فانصرنا على قوم المفسدين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحي الإسلام وأن توفيته منا توفى ولا الإيمان اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة اللهم اغفرهم وارحمهم وربحهم في الجنة اللهم اجعل قبورهم ذرة من رياض الجنة اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي بعد الموت اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكها أنت وليها مولاها اللهم إنا نسألك خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصرها نورها بركتها ودا ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم إنا نسألك العافية دوام العافية والشكر على العافية اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية المعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقضاء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الغرس والجن والجذام وسيد الأسقام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاء نقمتك من جميع سخطك بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وعجنا من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا إلى طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قدمنا على دينك اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك بلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لحرمتي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله إن شاء الله أذان بيجيبنا إن شاء الله 5 to inshallah 5 to 8 will be the salah inshallah and after salah inshallah the meals downstairs inshallah everybody take part this not the meals are not from the masjid money not from the zakat sadaqa and not from any source which is unknown inshallah halal pure inshallah it will benefit us for our ibadahs also inshallah so but make sure respect the masjid lots of time we see when the gathering like this while people reading sunnahs half they are talking in the back no let us read our sunnahs azan respect the azan don't talk while the azan is on give job of the azan read sunnahs then namaz after namaz read sunnahs and witr then inshallah go for the meals downstairs wash our hands and go down and don't rush whatever taqdeer for us we're going to get inshallah Allah give us tawfiq jazakallah khair Allah ta'ala reward us whatever we heard Allah give us tawfiq to make amal inshallah اذان دے ہو.